The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Now on Smile.
Now on Smile FM. Monday to Friday. When you wake up.
According to Psychological Review, this magazine that gets published every quarter, the stat says the following. The stat says that given the opportunity, majority by a large volume wouldn't want to know their future. Those polled in a question saying, would you, wouldn't you? And for various reasons, some of them could be a belief system, some of them could be, you know, but majority of them would not want to know what the future holds for them.
You know what I think? The future for me is really a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing. And I don't think I would want to know what the future holds for me. I will live it like it is, because it is always so interesting for me if I don't know what tomorrow holds. But the next day, I see what the outcome is for all my stress and things that I've been worrying about. And I think that makes the future for me such a beautiful thing if I don't know what it holds for me.
Nee, ek wil nie weet wat my toekoms inhou en al die ander dinge nie. So elke dag is 'n nuwe avontuur wat 'n mens aanpak, want jy weet nie wat daai dag vir jou gaan inhou nie. En jy moet net die beste van daai dag maak saam met jou geliefdes en almal. En soos hulle sê, met lewe asof dit jou laaste dag is.
I think the question is not only do I want to know what the future holds. I think the two biggest questions is how far in advance will I know the future? And the most important question is, will I be able to change the future? If not, then no, thank you. I do not want to know the future.
This is quite an interesting stat. Listen to this. Researchers find that people who choose not to know what the future, you know, what the future holds, they're more risk averse. Try for a second to not think of anything else other than, would you want to know, right? And I mean, keep like, just, it's just a yes or no question. And you can have your reasons for either of them. But would you want to know? There's parts of me there's a part of my mind that would not want to know things, but there's a part that would. And I tell you, the only thing that I'd like to know, if anything, is when it's all over. Right, because then I can work almost down towards that. Do you know what I mean? I don't really mind about anything else. I don't really mind about knowing if the future holds that my kids are going to be okay. That this, that. All those things I will leave to the to fate and to you know, the divine plan from the creator. But things like, I mean, I wouldn't mind knowing. The one thing I guess would be when you know,
when your time's up.
When the clock
the
ends.
The last sand goes through the hourglass. But I think that would change the way you would actually, I think it would put more pressure on you to live in a certain way if you had to know what would happen when it happens. So it takes away from just being in that moment and enjoying or taking whatever that day has to bring, or the next, or the month, or the years. So I wouldn't want to know. I literally wouldn't want to know. I would.
Or on the flip side, you just go in harder and because you know you're not going to die right now.
Exactly.
Wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show
on Smile 90.4 FM.